The Philippines is bracing itself for a massive storm. Super Typhoon Hagupit is expected to make landfall sometime this weekend. It comes just 13 months after Super Typhoon Haiyan devastated the Philippine city of Tacloban, destroying homes and killing more than 6,300 people. Josh Kyler is in Tacloban. He's the Philippines Emergency Coordinator for Catholic Relief Services. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Peter.
How could we forget the images that came out of Tacloban just a year ago? Absolute destruction from last year's storm. What's the mood there right now with another typhoon on the way?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, given what happened a year ago, there's a lot of anxiety on the ground, but there's also an incredible amount of preparedness and work that's going on right now to get people secure and into evacuation centers and in the way. So despite what's in the back of everybody's mind, given what happened last year, there's more order than you might predict. And there's just a lot of busy work that's going on right now in preparation for what's potentially going to come.
And describe some of that work. I mean, are people actively evacuating?
Some people, especially those in the coastal areas here in the city center, are already in the evacuation centers. There was a meeting today with all the different humanitarian governments and community actors talking about the different efforts to support those families that are moving away from the dangerous coastal areas and potential harm's way of a storm surge again into the evacuation centers, as well as supporting to make sure that they have adequate services and provisions that are needed. But there's also a lot of work that's going on in terms of those that are in the city center and in more safer areas. People boarding up windows, tying down their roofs. There's been long lines at the, drug stores, people getting medications at the supermarkets in terms of getting provisions. So people are doing much more than potentially what was going on last year in terms of getting prepared. People are taking this seriously.
But I understand that in Tacloban, there are some people, still living in tents. I wonder how much has the city been able to recover in the last year?
Certainly not completely, but I was here a week after the storm last year, and just compared to what this place looked like, there has been an amazing amount of work. And so there are still many people, however, despite that are in precarious situations, that do not live in durable shelters, that have not been able to find solutions to move away from these hazardous kind of no dwelling zones on the coastal areas, including some that are still living in tents. And so they have been the priority in terms of moving into the evacuation centers.
Josh, one path the storm could take, it might skirt the southern edge of the capital of Manila. 13 million people live there. I wonder, big picture, from your perspective on the ground, is the government on the whole prepared this time around?
So I'm on the ground here. We do have a team in Manila as well. And so firsthand, I've been out in Giwan and in here in Tacloban and seeing a lot of activity going on. But I will say that in terms of getting out in front of it, there have been high-level press conferences all the way up to the president. And there are a lot of actors on the ground here that were not here a year ago. And so the country overall, in terms of the multiple humanitarian actors, are here and potentially better prepared. Like you said, though, if this hits in southern Luzon and makes its way to those really populous areas of Manila, it's really hard to say whether or not the full amount of preparations are going to be there. And we're potentially talking about another devastating storm. Mm.
Josh Kyler, the Emergency Coordinator for Catholic Relief Services in the Philippines. You're based in Tacloban, and Typhoon Hagupit expected to make landfall over the weekend. Josh, thank you and be safe.
Okay, thank you.